futures continued mostly sideways on Tuesday. Customer transactions at major chain restaurants improved slightly in November, despite renewed pandemic restrictions in some areas. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Edgewood. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 16th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, trade was very limited on very light demand. Live sales last week were at $108 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $106 to $107 in Nebraska, and at $104 to $105 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was mostly at $168. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Tuesday, pressured by sluggish trade, as well as cash and wholesale beef weakness. Feeder cattle edged mostly higher though, perhaps helped along by brighter supply fundamentals down the road. Live cattle futures closed from an average of 32 cents lower to an average of 12 cents higher, except for unchanged in a way fed. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 26 cents higher, except for a nickel lower toward the back of the board. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 87 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $208.82 hundredweight. Select was 10 cents lower at $192.20. Corn futures closed fractionally higher to a penny higher, except for 5 cents lower in spot D's. Soybean futures closed mostly 10 to 14 cents higher through August of 21, and then mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. There were no results from weekly Tuesday auctions to share at press time. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday with support from more optimism that Congress might be able to hash out another round of economic stimulus before the end of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 337 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 47 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 155 points. Even with surging domestic COVID cases and some states reducing restaurant capacity, customer transaction declines at major restaurant chains improved in November, according to the NPD Group. Specifically, customer transactions improved from minus 9% year-over-year in October to minus 8% in November. Transactions in major quick service restaurant chains, which represent the bulk of industry transactions, were slightly more robust at minus 7% year-over-year in November. That's according to NPD's CREST Performance Alerts, which provides a rapid weekly view of chain-specific transaction and share trends for 75 quick service, fast casual, mid-scale, and casual dining chains, which represent 53% of the commercial restaurant traffic in the U.S. Major quick service restaurant chains have learned to expand their already high capacity for off-premises volumes, says David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor. He explains we should continue to expect drive-through and delivery to be performance drivers for the best performing restaurant operators as consumers continue to shift meal occasions to the home. While dine-in restaurant traffic for the total industry, that's chains and independents combined, declined by 53% in October compared to a year earlier, off-premises visits increased by 21%. Total restaurant carryout, which holds the largest traffic share of off-premises services at 46%, increased by 6%. Drive-through, which represents 43% share of traffic, grew by 24%. And delivery, which represents 11% share, realized a gain of 125% compared to a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 16th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.